There is a special event that is coming up at Troutbeck, the Troutbeck Symposium. It's coming up April 28th and April 29th, and it features students from area schools uncovering and learning history and stories related to the local Black community, and they're going to share these in a symposium that's hosted by Troutbeck. There'll be other people at that symposium as well, but we might as well start off with the very beginning, Rowan Makrowski. Rowan, maybe you can tell me how this all came about, this symposium coming up at Troutbeck.
So last year in my class, Coloring Our Past, students discovered a lot of fascinating history involving our local Black, Indigenous, and people of color population, a history that really hasn't been known or certainly shared. And in the course of that research, we discovered the remarkable history of Troutbeck, Amenia, New York. It's a place I've driven past 1,000 times. There's a sign on the front that refers to the Bentons, who used it as a retreat for Transcendentalist writers. But we discovered that the Bentons sold it to a family called the Spingarn, or we didn't discover. And the Spingarns were really active in both the NAACP as well as the Harlem Renaissance. And as a result, Troutbeck was really this meeting place for all these civil rights pioneers and all these artists of the Harlem Renaissance. And so the idea came, let's get students to investigate these stories and share these stories with this community. And let's make that what history is about, because this history has been buried, lost, or ignored for too long. And we just have tons of treasures in our own backyard. So we started a project with a number of local schools, public and private and independent and middle and high school. And you have some guests today from these students who are doing this research who are gonna share their thoughts on what they're doing.
All right, now, so this program, if I remember right, I interviewed people last year about the program you were doing at Salisbury, did I not?
You did, Marshall. You interviewed Caleb May, who made a documentary called Coloring Our Past about a local family, Black family, traced their roots back to Salisbury to 1800. And that documentary has gone on to win a number of awards, as a matter of fact. So good memory.
All right. Well, it's amazing how far this whole idea that germinated a long time ago has come to lead to this at Troutbeck. So seeing as it started off over at Salisbury, Clarence Nurse, let's talk to you a little bit of it. What particular part did you study and undercover information in this event?
Well, when Mr. Makrowski came to us with the symposium, you know, I was at a point in the class where I had taken it last year, so I was running a more quote unquote co-teacher role in the class. So I got a few classmates together and told them about it, and we immediately reached out to the owners of the Troutbeck, and we just said to them, like, hey, what's this all about? What do you need from us? How can we help? You know, and they gave us a whole list of things to do. One of them was we had a one pager. It was to send out to potential sponsors. We got that out. We've been doing research. My classmate, he's been doing a lot of research on the Spingarn family, just familiarize ourselves with the actual history of Troutbeck itself. We had a little kickoff event at the start of the year. I spoke at it. I showed the video that Caleb May last year made, and it went really well. And yeah.
So this has been quite a pretty big effort, seeing you're all different students from different schools. I want to move on for a second here. Why don't we bring in Amber. Amber Bretz, how are you, Amber?
I'm good, thank you.
All right. And Amber, you're at Hotchkiss School, right?
Yes, I am.
All right. So what did you think of when you first heard about this and started to get involved in this project? What were your thoughts, and what are your thoughts now that it's just about to come to fruition?
Well, I first came upon the idea, or was aware that there's a symposium through my current NAACP course. So this spring, I'm taking an elective that is exploring the early historical roots of NAACP. And this opportunity to attend the symposium and present my own work wouldn't have otherwise come about if it weren't for this course and it weren't for my teacher, Dr. Norman. So I'm super thankful. Earlier in the course, we had a documentarian come to our class, and he sort of spoke of some of the students at Salisbury who had created their own documentaries, and that really inspired me. And it led me to want to create my own documentary, which I hope I will be presenting at the symposium later this month. So it's crazy how quick the entire process has gone, but I've already started composing my narration, and I'm making a lot of progress in my documentary. So that's very exciting.
Now, I want to mention to everybody that we've got a certain amount of students here, but correct me if I'm wrong, but this really included basically a couple hundred students over the course of a year?
Yes, currently in my class, there are about 10 students. So it's pretty intimate. It's pretty close-knit group of students, and we're all pursuing different projects, which I think is really cool. I'm currently looking into the discrepancy between Northern and Southern education, specifically through the lens of W.E.B. Du Bois. Be sort of analyzing how his experience down at Fisk University varied from his experience at Harvard, which he later attended.
All right, for just a second, let's throw it back to Clarence. Clarence, let's talk about the website that's been made by you and the classmates involved in this.
Yep. So if you head over to www.coloringourpast.org, you'll see just sort of a class hub for us. And the biggest part, right on the homepage, it'll be all about the Troutbeck Symposium. And you'll, just a part of it is, we have a link to a ticket site. But if you dig a little deeper into the site, you'll see a bunch of student work, work not necessarily related to Troutbeck, but that will be showcased at the symposium. You'll see work from Marvelwood, Hotchkiss, IMS, Housatonic, the WSAID project. You'll see everyone involved in this. And you'll see kids in class have made, I made one. And there's also a blog. Students from all schools. I had the first one. There was a student from Hotchkiss, student from IMS, student from, I think that's it actually. But yeah, we put blog posts up just about little stories that we discover or we learn about throughout the year.
We are talking about a symposium that is coming up at Troutbeck, April 28th through the 29th, the Troutbeck Symposium. And what the symposium will do is basically take a look with local and regional students and participating schools. You'll find out what they found out from the students. And there's also going to be supporters throughout 2 days of programming, including lectures, performance, visits, scholars. It's a pretty incredible event. I want to go now to Housatonic Valley Regional High School, still Sylvie Siffer. Sylvie, are you there?
Yes.
Did the bell go off already?
Yes, it did.
So what do you think about this project, Sylvie, and what you thought about going into it, what you've learned going into it and being into it?
Well, I thought it was a very interesting topic to begin with because I've grown up in Sharon, lived there my whole life, and I never knew that Troutbeck had such kind of deep ties to so many different communities. And so when we were presented with this opportunity, I thought that it was very interesting and new. So my entire history class, we have been working on different aspects. So we've been divided into different groups, and our end goal is creating these informational plaques that are going to eventually be on the property itself. So our goal was to not only learn about all these different topics, but also be able to present them to the public in a very accessible way that anyone can see.
It's interesting. And if you want to come in on this, Rowan, you can. Over the years, the history that's been made in this area and the people that have been in this area are pretty amazing. And we especially know that from the W.E.B. Du Bois site up in Great Barrington, where they're going to actually have a statue. It took a while to get that through, and they've named a school after it. Rowan, did these students really find out how important this area is in Black history?
You're right, we're really blessed. We also have Mumbet over in Sheffield. We have the Massachusetts 54th, which was a Western Massachusetts regiment. The first enlistee was Milo Freeman from Canaan. So the history is here, and those are just the known history. And so once they kind of peel back the next layer, Marshall, wait till you see what they find out. I mean, we have connections to John Brown. As a matter of fact, that the man who radicalized John Brown was most likely from Canaan. So the kids are getting a sense of just how momentous this area, just how rich this area is in this type of history.
And I'll throw this out, and you can all take it one at a time. We'll start off with you, Sylvie. Has this changed your look at Black history in relation to America?
I'd say that it has, just because I've always seen this area as not being so connected to the many communities, but especially the Black community. So I've really, like, my eyes have been open to a lot that I truly had no idea about.
All right, and Paisley, what about you?
I mean,
what was the question?
What was the question? We were having there was a conversation going on.
Yeah, what the question is, has this changed your understanding about the Black community and Black relations with white America, not only in this community, but throughout the country and the world?
Yeah. Yes, I think definitely. So we were looking into civil rights leaders and activists, and my small group chose to do Ida B. Wells, a documentary on her. And her anti-lynching essays and speeches and sort of just her life. And so the different experiences that she had and just kind of seeing them through her eyes is really interesting and like a different perspective throughout history than instead of just through textbooks and different things we see. We get different perspectives of people who agreed with her versus disagreed, and ways she handled that and circumstances and things.
All right. And Amber, I'm going to put the same question to you. Did it give you a deeper understanding, change your outlook on relations, race relations?
Yes, I would say that it definitely did. I think specifically exploring the life of Du Bois a lot more. Like, obviously I've known him as a pioneer, but I feel like a lot of times we overlook like the experience that served as his motivation or sort of had an influence on his life and the way he came to be as a social activist. So I think, first of all, his work is really inspiring, but coming to embrace my own Black identity more and knowing that he grew up not too far away from Hotchkiss, I think is really cool. And I'm excited to see if we can continue to like educate my other peers about Du Bois, the close proximity of some of these really great resources.
All right, and Clarence, for you, I guess the question for you would be the same, but I would know what the answer would be. But by creating that website, has it helped you talk to other people that don't have the understanding of race relations and how important this area really is in race relations?
Yeah, most definitely. And you know, I talked to my parents about this course, and for example, one day my mom was like, you know, it really makes you think about what other stories, like the ones we've learned about, are, you know, have been buried in other places around the world, you know, in the country, because we've learned so much about just a small part of New England, you know, just Massachusetts and northwest corner of Connecticut. It really makes you wonder about the other stories that have been lost and buried.
Yeah, and it makes you also wonder when you take a look at today's news, and this is just a statement I'll make, if a program like this would have been allowed in certain parts of this country or not. I would say not, because It brings about an underside of this country that more and more people are finding out about, and more and more people want to kind of suppress and keep it in the past. We're talking once again about the Troutbeck Symposium, which is coming up the 28th and 29th at Troutbeck. We've got different students from the schools, some of the schools that participated in this. And just before we wrap this up, Rohan, I want to talk to you about how you feel, how this has really developed now, and where do you go from here, and where does this program go from here?
Well, this program really, I believe, is what schools need to be. I mean, schools no longer can be textbooks with unit quizzes and unit exams that curated material by someone who lives far away. History is in our own backyards. And until kids can see that and relate to it, and also be historians rather than learn history. I mean, that's what will empower good citizenship. And that's the future of this country. And that's what education has to evolve to. So history is doing is my answer, Marshall.
Yeah, I think getting involved, you're right, because I remember in high school we had a couple of teachers, and this is a long time ago, back in 1971, who threw away the textbooks, and we just delved ourselves into things, and these weren't things that we really knew about, and we had not only did we learn a lot, but we also had a great time learning it as well. Well, I want to thank Paisley, Amber, Clarence, and Sylvie for joining us today, and Rohan, keep us updated on this. We'll play this interview. We'll have all the information, all the different links, so people can find out more about it on our on-demand page. People just have to go to robinhoodradio.com, click on on-demand, and find this interview, and all the links will be there. And it'll be interesting to see how this turns out, not only for the students, but for the future, Rohan, and more programs like this in our area.
Thanks, Marshall. And it'll be April 29th. Like Clarence said, www.coloringourpast.org gives you ticketing information. And we look forward to seeing you.
Everybody, once again, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.